bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us. Our passage for today and for the next 2 weeks as well is going to be three short verses at the end of 1 Thessalonians. And I just like this passage. It's got a lot of practical advice for us, and it's very short. So I'm thinking this would be a good set of verses for me and maybe us to memorize. But let's unpack them a bit together. This is 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18, which says this: Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. I accepted the challenge of memorizing Philippians 4, which is a passage that says all of this, but with like 10 times as many words. And I was reminded of this passage today and said, man, we should have just memorized this. This is way less words. But good advice for us as believers today. I was recently talking with a friend of mine about how much of specifically lifting weights, you know, trying to put on muscle, is mental. Obviously, there's a physical component. You have to lift the weights. You have to do the work with your body. Yet when you really see growth is when you push yourself just beyond what you think you can actually do. I mean, working out is you're breaking down your muscles so that they grow back stronger. And most of that breaking down happens when you've done 10 reps and you don't think you can do any more, and the guy spotting you says, one more. And though your brain says, I can't do this, you try it. And maybe with a little bit of help, you find that you can. So much of working out, and so much of life as well, is convincing our brains that we can do more than we think we can do. Scripture famously tells us all over that we should rejoice. We should be glad in God. Rejoice always, the first verse that we're going to look at says in 1 Thessalonians 5:16. The more famous passage we know from Philippians 4, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Well, how is this possible? It seems like rejoicing is responding to something that's going on in our lives. We have a reason to have joy because something good happened. It's Christmas morning, so we rejoice. It's a birthday celebration, so we rejoice. There's a new baby born. We rejoice. There's good things that happen, and we respond with joy. Yet, Scripture tells us that we ought to, as Christ's kind of people, rejoice in our sufferings, rejoice in our difficulties. Rejoice in the Lord always is something that's easy to sing in kids' church, and we can sing the fun song on a Sunday morning. However, the command is not rejoice when we feel like it or when good things are going on, but to rejoice always. How is this possible? It is possible for us as believers because there is something that we can rejoice in that nothing in this life or all of eternity can take away from us. In our most difficult circumstances, in our trials and temptations, our failures and our successes, we can always rejoice that we know and are known by the God of heaven, that He has offered us salvation through His Son, Jesus, and that as Romans 8 tells us, there is nothing that can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Romans 8 also tells us He's working all things for our good, even though what we may be going through seems impossibly difficult or frustrating or disappointing or saddening, whatever it may be, how do we rejoice in those moments? Because we face every single one of those moments with the very life of God inside of us. I know I've quoted this before, but Pastor John Piper talks about finding our joy in Christ. He goes to the Westminster Shorter Catechism, the first question of which is, what is the chief end of man? It says to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. He changes one word and says to glorify God by enjoying Him forever. That when we grow in finding our joy and our satisfaction and our peace in God Himself, the more that God looks amazing, well, how is it the world may look on and say that you can have joy in spite of your circumstances? Because I know a God who is greater than my difficulties. Paul calls the troubles of this life light and momentary troubles when compared with the glory that will be revealed in us one day when we are with God forever. So our first advice from 1 Thessalonians is to rejoice always. And how do we do this? By making God our joy. How do we grow in this? Well, some of it is going to be what we're going to talk about next week. But we want to seek the Lord where he can be found. We want to seek him in his word. We want to seek him through prayer. We want to grow in our connections with our heavenly Father. It takes commitment. It takes focus. But that work is rewarded as we seek to see more fruit in our lives that will result in us being able to, with the Apostle Paul, rejoice in the Lord always. God, thank you for this practical advice from your word. It may seem counterintuitive to speak to our feelings, to speak to our minds and say, seek the Lord and seek your joy in him, so that even though I'm going through it right now, I can find joy in knowing God is close to the brokenhearted. Or when I have reasons to celebrate, I can rejoice because you are good. So Lord, we thank you for this beautiful reality. Help us to pursue it. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.